I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents live entertainment you don't want to miss. Coming to Tachi Palace, Aaron Lewis with the State Liners March 19th. Boy George and Culture Club March 29th. The Hollywood Medium, Tyler Henry, April 24th. The tribute band Jump, playing Van Halen hits May 22nd. And comedy with rising star Ralph Barbosa, May 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com and get $5 off each ticket purchased on site with your Premier Club card. Live entertainment at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, March 12th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Clerk Recorder releases statement regarding paid petition signatures. Atascadero Police arrest suspect for vandalism. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 41 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder Elena Cano has released a statement regarding a recent viral video on petition signature gathering. The video, according to the Clerk Recorder's office, appears to show individuals in San Francisco offering money to individuals to get them to sign ballot initiative petitions using names and addresses taken from voter registration lists. The California Secretary of State's office has been contacted and the situation is currently under investigation. The activity shown in the video, if verified, could violate California elections law, the Clerk Recorder's office said. Elena Cano says that the petition circulators may be paid to gather signatures, but it is illegal to offer money or other incentives to voters in exchange for signing a petition. It's also illegal to sign another person's name or provide false information on a petition. The Clerk Recorder's office will share updates with voters as they are available. 20-year-old Michael Josiah Brown of Grover Beach was arrested in Atascadero on March 6 at about 1:30 a.m. The Atascadero Police Department says a sergeant was patrolling the 5900 block of Entrada Avenue when he spotted someone who appeared to be spray-painting graffiti on the wall of a local business. When the sergeant attempted to detain him to investigate, Brown ran from the area and was found hiding behind Malibu Brew on the 5900 block of West Mall. Brown was taken into custody without incident and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for felony vandalism and misdemeanor resisting, obstructing, or delaying a peace officer. The APD says Brown was spray painting his band's name on the business, as he reportedly performed early in the evening with the band at a nearby business. Fresh graffiti was also located on the 5900 block of Entrada displaying the band's name. The APD continues to track down Mr. Brown's accomplices. County says it is on track to meet or exceed homeless reduction plan goals. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The County Board of Supervisors received an update on the county's five-year plan to address homelessness in its meeting on Tuesday. According to the Board of Supervisors, there has been significant progress in reducing homelessness and expanding housing and services across the region. In nearly every category, the county is on track to meet or exceed the stated goals in the county's five-year plan. Newly released data shows a 49% decrease in homelessness among veterans since last July, and a 42% reduction in unsheltered homelessness since 2022, according to the data from the 2026 point-in-time count. The board, in a separate action, also approved a grant-funded program called Slow Prop, Preventing Reoffense Project, which aims to target the intersecting issues of substance use, mental health disorders, and homelessness to reduce the rates of recidivism. Atascadero's El Camino Real Downtown Parking and Safety Enhancements Project, or the ECR Project, has been recognized with the Award for Efficient and Sustainable Road Maintenance, Construction, and Reconstruction Projects. Atascadero Public Works announced this in a release yesterday, which came from the League of California Cities, County Engineers Association of California, and the California State Association of Counties. The ECR revitalized a little over half a mile of El Camino Real in the downtown core, incorporating safety enhancements, expanded parking, and street improvements. Features included upgraded sidewalks, new signalized crossing at East Mall, and an additional 100 free parking spaces. A new playground is set to open at Georgia Brown Dual Immersion with a ribbon-cutting ceremony this Friday, March 13th at 2 p.m. Students, family, staff, and the community are all invited to attend the celebration and see the new play space. Funding for the playground came from Measure M, the local school bond approved to improve facilities across the district's campuses. The space creates new opportunities for students to build friendships, develop motor skills, and enjoy the time outdoors during recess and other school activities. Students and staff will be present for the celebration as well as district representatives. Community members are welcome to attend and celebrate alongside students and staff. The County Sheriff's Office will be holding its awards ceremony today at 10 a.m. at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Hall, 801 Grand Avenue. The ceremony will honor recipients of life-saving medals, Meritorious Service Award, Distinguished Service Awards, and the Medal of Valor. The Meritorious Award will be given to detectives who worked on a case of a missing woman from Arroyo Grande last year, where her body was discovered in a rural area along Highway 198. The Medal of Valor will be awarded to a deputy who was involved in a late-night shooting near Templeton High School, where the suspect fired upon two Sheriff's Patrol vehicles. The deputies involved in the incident will also receive Distinguished Service Awards. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Timberwolves 153-128, the Hornets over the Kings 117-109. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Bulls. In California news, the superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District, Alberto Carvalho, is asking to be reinstated as the head of the district. Carvalho's home was searched by the FBI on February 25th, and the district's board voted to place him on paid leave pending the outcome of the probe. The FBI has still not provided any details to the nature of the search, nor has Carvalho been accused of wrongdoing. Carvalho's statement released Wednesday both asks to be reinstated as the superintendent and denies any wrongdoing. San Jose City Council voted on Tuesday to adopt a new range of safeguards for its network of automated license plate readers. The city adopted this network of cameras in 2022 to assist its police force, but critics of the system say it can be used to target immigrants and law-abiding citizens. The city council's vote included limits on where the devices may be installed and how long license plate data may be stored. A young girl who was reported missing in 2020, believed to have been kidnapped from Southern California, has been found enrolled in a school in North Carolina. Authorities say the girl's mother stopped communicating with local child services agencies during the investigation. Authorities believe the mother, who had custody of the girl, took her to the new state. The girl has been taken into protective custody. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Cape, your all news time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, Bayer has launched New Gold Seed, its first multi-crop seed brand developed specifically for low-carbon intensity crops. And during the recent Commodity Classic, biofuel crops innovation and commercial lead Chad Bilby told me New Gold is designed to help farmers participate directly in the fast-growing biofuels market, while also enhancing opportunities for farm profitability.
It's our first multi-crop seed brand targeting low carbon intensity crops. And really our goal is to help farmers benefit from the growing demand of biofuels globally and get additional revenue on the acre. It comes at a time where commodity pricing inflation has certainly had its challenges. And so farmers are looking to diversify, mitigate risk, and bring in new crops into the crop rotation system. And we want to be part of that. And we see New Gold is, because it's a multi-crop brand, we've got Camelina and Winter Canola that'll be offered under the New Gold brand. We also have Covercress that's going to have its own brand. It's in a joint venture we have with Bunge and Chevron, but that too is part of our Biofuel by Bayer crop portfolio.
For more information on New Gold, please reach out to your local Bayer representative. Two Legacies, One Standard. Greenmount Angus and Rooney Angus invite you to their spring production sale, Friday, March 13th, 1 o'clock at Pays in Billings, Montana. Selling 100 yearling bulls and 38 aged advantage bulls, including a strong set of heifer bulls. All developed for real-world conditions with longevity, maternal strength, and performance in mind. Bulls sell with genomic-enhanced EPDs and are PAP-tested. Greenmount Angus and Rooney Angus, meeting the grade. For all the details, visit RooneyAngus.com.
Farm families and rural communities are struggling. Why? Because the monopolies dominating agribusiness are squeezing them from all sides. That's why the National Farmers Union is standing up for farmers, because consolidation hurts farmers, ranchers, and everyone across the country. Fairness for Farmers is a nationwide community of family farmers, ranchers, and advocates working together for fairness, resilience, and a better future for agriculture. Montana Farmers Union encourages you to visit fairnessforfarmers.org.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the Big Beautiful Bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Tricolored blackbirds once thrived in California's wetlands, but as the state developed, those ecosystems began to disappear, causing the species population to decline and seek new breeding grounds. The birds now often gather during the spring to breed in Central Valley grain fields. Because the tricolored blackbird is listed as threatened under California's Endangered Species Act, Farmers are not allowed to disturb the birds. That creates a dilemma for farmers who grow silage, a staple forage on dairies, as they are unable to harvest their crops on time. Since 2015, the Regional Conservation Partnership Program has compensated farmers for yield losses sustained on the course of protecting at-risk colonies. The program has succeeded in helping the species recover. From 2024 to 2025, the statewide tricolored blackbird population increased from a low of about 145,000 to about 229,000. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny to partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Sunny on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s Monday, low 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday, 92 a week from today. Currently, it is 41 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room! By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems. And for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
And rats in my room.
My 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil futures are higher following Iran's attacks on ships and oil production. There are signs of a little improvement in the job market in recent weeks. Fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits in the week ending March 7th. New claims declined by 1,000 to 213,000. Economists were expecting a slight increase to 215,000. And those remaining on benefits also declined in the week ending February 28th. To 1.85 million. Groundbreakings for new homes rose in January by more than 7%, though building permits for new construction declined. Honda is predicting it will lose money this year as it pulls back on electric vehicles to match cooling demand. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices. It's the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that number. 238-KPRL to join us. Well, it's working. All right, coming up this afternoon, Karen on Sound Off. Apparently, there's been some blow-ups at the last two Placerville City Council meetings. You'll find out all about that this afternoon. Also, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Old Dominion tickets will go on sale at the California Mid-State Fair. The site is midstatefair.com, but you can still win them before you can buy them right here on KPRL. Just email me. Kevin at KPRL.com, Old Dominion coming Wednesday, July 15th to the California Mid-State Fair. Again, Kevin at KPRL.com. I will let you know through the email if you have indeed won a couple of those tickets. All righty. There you go. Okay. What do we have? Got an email that came in. Obviously, our thing is working today. Looking forward to Odom out off the island with Karen. Okay. Chris, are you done?
Done with what?
Whatever. The person that was arrested in Atascadero, 20 years old.
Yes.
And my question is, I know it's not in the release because I saw the release, but the name of the band isn't in that. I would love for the name of the band to be in there so the people of the community know who these people are going around and putting graffiti on the name of their band on people's personal or private property. I wish that would happen. And also in the release, they refer to him as Mr. Brown, I think. I don't have it in front of me, but don't they refer to him as Mr. Brown?
Yes, he's referred to that a few times.
Okay. And I guess I understand why agencies would use that term, but for a long time, I've thought that a criminal does not deserve the respect of a Mr. or Mrs. Because I think calling somebody Mr. or Mrs. is considered a sign of respect. And if you have somebody that's going around and putting graffiti on other people's private property, there's not respect there, so why should the person be given respect? And I understand on news that you have to do that, because one, it is the release and you don't want to put, you're not adding an opinion to it. I learned that very early in my career when back in the day, even at music stations at the top of the hour, we were required to read short news, whether it was California news, AP news, or something like that. And so top of the hour, we'd go to the AP machine, we'd pull Rip and Read, it was called, and it just so happens, because there was also state news on the AP wire, that there was an arrest in Simi Valley of two human beings who stole a purse or something like that for some old lady in Simi Valley. So I interjected my opinion when I was reading the story, and I referred to them as dirtbags. Well, I got a call from my program director who told me that you can't do that. You simply can't do that. I didn't argue with him. He said, okay, it's his job. He's telling me, make sure you don't do that. He did give me an explanation on it because it could be used by the attorneys or, you know, something along those lines. It was not long-winded, but I said, okay, I understand. But they ought to just give their name, Mr. or Mrs., none of this. They're not dignified enough. They haven't, and obviously they haven't earned it. So I know agencies won't stop that practice. But anyway, just a little something there to throw out. All right, what else do we have? Yeah, and the band name should be released. So the public knows the name of this band. And if other people affiliated with this band are going around and putting graffiti on people's private property. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I agree with you. I've always thought that way, and I think it's a good policy. But I'm not calling about that. I want to know how long it's going to be till do-gooders who go home with a warm and fuzzy feeling stop persecuting farmers. And that's what we're doing. We are going to limit our own food supply. And pretty soon it'll be a slash at the grocery store because you got to be there when the food comes in because it's gone immediately. We can do that. And I can tell you that having been across this country in the last 20 years, three times all the way to the East Coast on the ground, that we have produce from this state all across this country. So it's productive for the state and for the farmers. And for the people who need to eat, and if you keep protecting blackbirds and other ridiculous species in lieu of food, you're making a mistake. And I think it could become one of our next tragedies. We're short on food. You want your food from a foreign country where they don't practice the same policy and planting and farm work isn't near as healthy in foreign countries. We know that. And what are we doing? This governor in the state is all in for cutting off the food supply in lieu of blackbirds and sparrows and things of that nature. I don't understand why we're doing this. And we need to stop it because food is all important. We can support ourselves with the farmland we have here. We can do that. But we're lazy. And I'm concerned we're going to run out of food, no less gasoline.
Well, I'm not concerned about the food. But I have a question. This, of all the species on Earth, who is the least likely to be able to adapt to changes in the environment?
We are.
That's what I was getting at. So different species become extinct for various reasons, and most species over the course of the history of the world become extinct for one reason or the other. So all these animals, in many cases, they seem to be able to adapt to changes better than humans do.
You're correct.
So why are we trying to interfere and not maybe disrupt, but make things a little bit more difficult and expensive for the main species to save, or not maybe not even save, but to kind of disrupt another species.
What are we doing with wealth taxes? If you succeed, you're successful, and you hire people to work for you. Now they want to collect a tax because you've been successful and society is better off, the neighborhood's better off, the community, all the things that they harp on all the time are better, but now they want to tax you for making it better. Doesn't make sense. See, all these elites, the head of the page, have themselves pictured at the head of the page. They aren't going to do this stuff. They're going to be in charge.
Well, it's not just the elites, though. I mean, there's been attack on wealthy people in this country for the last 20 years.
That's correct.
And it's not all coming from the elites. The elites, what they do is they put that drug in the minds of people who are downtrodden, and it's the rich people's fault that you're not achieving. So therefore, we need to take money from those evil rich people and give it to you because you're useless. And we're going to continue to keep you useless because we need you to be useless.
They need you to make money so they can get their taxes.
Well,
that's what they need to do.
That's why they keep taking, finding ways to get it from the rich. And once the rich say, you know, either leave or, you know, whatever, then we go down to the upper middle class, and then we go to the middle class.
That's right.
We keep dropping down to get more money from the base, so to speak, so we can build a society of, and I don't mean this literally, so-called down-and-out people, which the government in many cases have, again, made them that way because they need those people. They need people to rely on them. That's why they don't like the successful people who don't need the government as much. Because I really don't have much use for you, and I resent you because you do go after people who are achieving and contributing and so forth, and you're taking from them, and you're giving it to people who you are brainwashing to not want to succeed. So that's where I see this is all deliberate. This is not.
Yes, I think it starts at school. That's where it starts, and that's why the teachers apparently want to act out. I say no.
Well, okay. When you say it starts at school, what about the home?
Same thing. It starts at school and home. If you don't want to raise a child correctly, don't have one. Play with somebody else's children, you know, at 15 minutes at a time, and then walk away. Because you're obviously not ready to clearly raise someone who's going to be productive in society. Look at what children are being put to during elementary and junior high school and high school. Let's take a look at that. Why are the scores so low coming out of high school? Why can't they read and write coming out of high school? They're too busy learning some other curriculum that is societal and fashionable today. That's why.
Well,
because the teachers aren't doing their job, and neither are the parents. Let's call it out for what it is. That is happening. We know that. We have test scores to prove it. When are people going to wake up and start protecting the future of the country? When? Is the system so good that you have it made in the middle class You're collecting more than anybody else in any other country in the same class, for sure. What you're receiving as an ordinary citizen, what you're spending and receiving, far outstrips most foreign countries. And you're in the middle class. Let's pay attention to that. But you better not keep cutting off your food supply. The food comes from farmers, people who are willing to do the work, people who actually enjoy the work, don't mind doing it. And then they come along with a regulation that hinders them. Why? They're raising food. And food is number one on the list, along with water. Don't forget that. And if you keep allowing the government, no matter what government it is, remember, the Air Resources Board is an appointed board. They are the ones who are requiring all this shutdown of everything that you can think of. Then what? Better ask yourself that one. Then what? When you go to the store and there's no cereal on the shelf.
I don't think that's going to be the case. What I think part of it is, when we've seen it a lot around this country, you're not having the small people farm anymore. It's become too expensive. It's not passed along. You know, you have many reasons for the expense.
Yes.
The main one is government, and then you have, probably tax issues and so forth. But so when you get the corporate guys in there, the corporate guys can play with government. The little guy can't. So I think government would rather deal with the corporate entities than the little guys, because if the little guys add up, they can be a lot bigger than the, four or five corporate that want to control everything we eat. That's going away. And, this was alluded to several years ago by a politician, is that the more the government continues to take away from, the rich people are going to have money, but when you continue to take money away from the middle class Americans, that gives them less power from a political standpoint. And they like that because those of us in the middle add up to a lot more. So you continue to take away the power from us, we're easier to control. I mean, it goes back to the Saul Alinsky, How to Create a Social State. I mean, you could.
Did you ever read the book?
No, I just have the eight steps that I keep right in front of me on the window here.
That's a good thing to do.
But I have read The Law by Friedrich Bastiat, and I've mentioned it many times over the years, and it is just dead on, and it was written 150 years ago.
Yes. And how long they've been trying to do this.
And none of these things are deep reads either. They're easy to read.
Very.
Extremely easy to understand because it's so plain and simple. And that's what is frustrating with people. I mean, with me, looking at the way things are, how people don't understand of what's going on and what they're trying to do. They say they're not, but they are.
Yes, they say they're not while they're doing it. Have you noticed that? I have.
I've noticed it for a long time.
Yes, and now you've got a guy that the people elected in massive amount of votes. There was no question early on who won the election. And he went to work right away. And one guy like this, with the power that he has, can make a difference, and he is. But will the other politicians who are determined to control everybody in the human race, why, I'm not sure, because the human race seems to do a pretty good job of monitoring themselves. If things get bad, they seem to cut back on the bad stuff. Eventually, but this is our livelihood. This is our food supply. and they're fooling around with our food supply. And there's no better way to control somebody than to starve them. No better way.
Mm-hmm.
And when all these farmers are out of business, then what?
Right.
Then yeah. What? I know I'm looking at it long term. No question about that. But I'm just, over the last 2 or 3 days, what about the farmer? Nobody mentions the farmer. They want to talk about species or this and that. The reality is that people produce food, and they're willing to do it.
You know,
why are we hindering them?
I don't know if this takes place anymore, but I remember as at schools, instead of going to a field trip to wherever, they would take field trips to farms.
Yes.
And you'd learn about the animals. You would learn about the food. I don't know if that happens anymore.
I don't think so. I don't think they do that anymore. And if they do, good for them, and they should. You know what would be fun is if you ask a high school kid, well, what are you studying? Farming.
Well,
making food. What's wrong with that?
Well,
I happen to think it's a pretty meritorious employment.
Well, it's almost a guarantee because, as you said, we need food and always will, I think, unless they'll come up with something that can just put something in a pill and we take it in the morning and that's it.
Well, so far, that's not possible.
Not yet. All right, we got to go.
Bye for now.
All right, folks, speaking of that, I got some things here again from the state of California and education. And also, where did I see it? It has to do with, let me see. Okay. I'll find it and we'll get to it later this morning here on The Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Clerk Recorder, Elena Cano, has released a statement regarding a recent viral video on petition signature gathering. The video appears to show individuals in San Francisco offering money to individuals to get them to sign ballot initiative petitions. Elena Cano says the action, if verified, would violate California election law. It is illegal to offer money or other incentives to voters in exchange to signing a petition. Atascadero's El Camino Real Downtown Parking and Safety Enhancements Project has been recognized for efficient and sustainable road maintenance, construction, and reconstruction projects. Features include upgraded crosswalks, new signalized crossing at East Mall, and an additional 100 free parking spaces. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s, it's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Unrelenting attacks continuing in the Middle East.
Two oil tankers are up in flames near Iraq, with one crew member reportedly dead as Iran continues to target ships off its coast. Another vessel was hit off the coast of the UAE. More attacks near Bahrain's main airport and targeting a Saudi oil field.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. The U.S. will tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve after oil prices shot above $120 per barrel for a short time this week. Energy Secretary Chris Wright tells Fox's The Ingram Angle he expects oil to start flowing through the Strait of Hormuz soon.
They'll go over about 4 months, but this conflict I don't think goes that long. I think we will have the Straits of Hormuz open well before then.
Ships have been reluctant to travel through the strait. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
It is 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
At the World Baseball Classic in Houston, Italy manhandled Mexico 9-1 to win Pool C with a perfect 4-0 record. Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino led the way with the first three-homer game in WBC history. Aaron Nola of the Phillies fired 5 scoreless innings. Now the win also means that the U.S. team makes the quarterfinals on Friday in Houston, where they will meet Pool A winner, Canada. That just keeps happening. The other quarterfinal pairings, Korea and the Dominican Republic, meet tomorrow in Miami. Then on Saturday, it'll be Puerto Rico against Italy and Venezuela versus Japan. College hoops, conference tournament time. Number 7 Iowa State annihilated Arizona State 91-42, the largest margin of victory in Big 12 tournament history. And after the game, ASU announced it will not renew Coach Bobby Hurley's contract after 11 years. 15 of the 31 automatic bids have been decided. Last night, a Cinderella from the Big Sky is 7-7. Seed Idaho defeated 5-seed Montana in their conference tournament final. That sends the Vandals to the NCAAs for the first time since 1990. Lehigh grabbed the Patriot League bid. The Mountain Hawks going to the tournament for the first time since 2012. Seems like only yesterday. And McNeese won the Southland Conference. The Cowboys heading to the Big Dance for a third straight season. A lot more familiar faces from here on out. 15 top 25 teams will be in action today and tonight, and the other 8 ranked teams hit the hardwood tomorrow. And in a quick pivot after the Max Crosby trade fell through, the Ravens signed Bengals free agent defensive end Trey Hendrickson to a 4-year deal. The Ravens nixed their trade with the Raiders after Crosby failed his physical, though Baltimore GM Eric DaCosta says they were hoping to pair Hendrickson and Crosby on their revamped defensive line next year. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 there in El Camino Real. All right, we'll have sunshine and some afternoon clouds mixed in, highs in the low 80s. Few passing clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid-40s and upper 70s on your Friday as we head out to Saturday. Going to get a little bit warmer, at least it's what it says here. Low 80s, low 80s Sunday, mid-80s on Monday. Tuesday, watch out. 90, same Wednesday, and low 90s a week from today. As I've been saying, too soon for this. That green ain't going to last. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down. 7:19 a.m., 7:08 p.m. We are at 43 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They've got what you need. Just go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that, of course, is there's no place like home. Say that 3 times fast and, Well, click your heels. That's right. All right, nothing to report. Okay, Chris, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
$1.
$1.
Okay, $1. How many ways are there to make change for a dollar? Come on, you worked in retail.
Yeah, but you know, if you could count, you know, a penny each time, you know, 99 cents plus a penny or like 98 cents plus 2 pennies, then that's a lot already on its own. So, 500.
No, not 500. Only 293 ways.
Oh, well.
All right.
That was a little high.
So if you got, folks, if you have nothing better to do, figure out how what the 293 ways are. I have no idea. All right. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays. Visit Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Okay, and it's time for trivia. It's nice to have the robo-carts back here.
Let the dog out!
Well, it's not exactly trivia, is it? No, it's not. That's trivia. Brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, here we go, folks. Let's see here. How do I do this? This started out as a comic strip. I think it still is. I don't know. But it went to a pretty popular television show. However, that the antics of the main character had to be toned down because his actions, the executives thought, would encourage children watching the show to imitate him. Who am I referring to? Or what show or what comic? So this comic strip, and then it became a television show. But before, the executive said, look, this is a good show. We're going to put it on the air, but you need to tone down the actions of this kid because they thought that his actions would encourage children watching the show to imitate him. Who is it? What am I referring to? 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Honestly, sounds like any cartoon ever.
What's that one? I forget. I'm always interested in watching it, but I never have because it seems like I'd like it. Oh, is that South Park?
South Park.
South Park. That's...
Well, that's not made for kids.
Are cartoons ever made for kids? Hi, good morning.
Hi, it's Dennis the Menace.
Yes, Dennis the Menace, Dennis Mitchell. So that's it. You remember the show, obviously.
I remember the comic strips, and I also remember the show.
Yes, yeah, starring Jay North, who is no longer with us, unfortunately, and most of the cast is gone, too. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Paul Morgan.
What is it?
Paul Morgan.
Paul Morgan. All right, Paul. I have you down as a qualifier. You enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Have you ever heard of Dennis the Menace?
All I remember is one time I think I saw a trailer for some sort of Dennis the Menace movie on a VHS tape as a kid.
Yeah, there was a movie, and I think Walter Matthau was in it. But yeah, Dennis the Menace, the blonde-haired kid, and so forth and so on. Let's see here. Where were we at time-wise? Let's see. It allowed, with CBS seeking to replace the hit show it had lost when it allowed Leave It to Beaver to migrate to ABC, a pilot episode, Dennis Goes to the Movies, was filmed in late 58. And let's see here. On Sunday evenings, early 1959, Dennis the Menace came on after Lassie. After Lassie, you can remember the what that whistle and the theme song and so forth. But Dennis the Menace, it stayed around for a few years, very successful television show. And I don't know if it still is a comic strip or not.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. A new playground is set to open at Georgia Brown Dual Immersion with a ribbon-cutting ceremony this Friday, March 13th at 2 p.m. Students, family, staff, and community members are all invited to attend. The County Sheriff's Office will be holding its awards ceremony this morning at 10 at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Hall, 801 Grand Avenue. The ceremony will honor recipients of life-saving medals, Meritorious Service Award, Distinguished Service Award, and the Medal of Valor. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
It ran for four seasons until 1963. What's interesting about a lot of these television shows that we remember and are in syndication, that they weren't exactly, you know, number one or number two, with some exceptions. For example, the rankings for Dennis the Menace were 16, 11, and 17. And then in this last year, it was not in the top 30. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Berlauger Excavation. And do remember, they specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.